Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, but I'm going to just tell you what I picked up and then give you a little bit of homework if you're into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the first bit of stuff I was doing there was really strengthening your first two chakras, like your lowest two chakras. Yeah, there was like, you know, it was less than last time, but there was still quite a bit of pain in your body. Like, I think that your environment is affecting you. Like it's, you know, part of the shutdown happens because you're accumulating pain from the environment. So that's just something to know, but we're going to help you and stop taking that on. Yeah. So I just did a lot of clearing just around the idea of like how, you know, how.
Dogs outside too.
Oh really?
Yeah, there were a couple that were just like playing with each other and like rolling down on the ground. It was so cute.
It's a good day for a dog, honestly.
Yeah.
You've been waiting long? When this has been good for me. The three bus says that's this one.
Ah.
And this one didn't stop because he was late on his schedule.
She said something like, she has something again that I felt like I needed. Oh, historical societies.
I got lost there when I first heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, like to me, it's like a new piece of information right before we get out of that scene where it's like, what? She's like hired by historical society.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How is that attached to ghost hunting?
Yeah.
And I'm still thinking about what that means, and then we're into the
so
next
just,
scene.
So just non COVP.
And then until like there was a point on the tempo.
Yeah. And then. Is there any way keeping the historical society right before Camp Alexandria though? I don't think so. Does she say? Because it's just so long-winded a lot of times.
Why do you want to keep in the historical society?
I felt like it was a cool one.
Yeah, it's like hard edited.
Sorry, I see. Yeah, so I see three sections, three lines that she says basically that can be just taken together, just put somewhere else in the story, and just pick out this entire. Like between, because that's between two bridges.
Yeah,
like that would really. There's nothing much going on.
Yeah, but that's just something that I
feel like clip one more time and see if there's a way I can just like clip one more time and see if there's a way I can just like clip one more time and see if there's a way I can just like.
Some of this tape is good for again propelling the narrative, like what they do, and providing a bit of context. So. razor blades?
Razor blades?
Yeah.
Oh, just a blade.
Part one. Albatross dead. Flying behind them.
You can only imagine what you have to
do. Why did you do that? Exactly. This is where the moral turmoil comes in. The sun now rose upon the right. Out of the sea came he. Still hid and missed, and on the left went down into the sea. And the good south wind still blew behind, but no sweet bird did follow. Nor any day for food or pay came to the mariner's hollow. And I had done a hellish thing, and it wouldn't work in now. For all of it, I had killed the bird that made the breeze to blow. A wretch, said they, the bird to slay, that made the breeze to blow. Nor dim nor red, like God's own head, the glorious sun that upraced. Then all of it, I had killed the bird that brought the fog and mist. 'Twas right, they said, such birds to slay that bring the fog and mist. This is my favorite line. The fair breeze blew, the white foam flew, the furrow followed free. We were the first that ever burst into that silence.
That is a good stanza. Holy
right?
Shit.
What?
That's a good stanza.
Yeah.
So hot. I have a huge preference.
I read it. Do you know Michael McCordy? He's a children's author. And he wrote this like really interesting book that takes place in two parts about a child who is an orphan in England, and he was separated from his sister and then sent to live on a farm in Australia, and kind of about like how he developed a life for himself, like after sort of being like a slave for a farm owner. And then the second part has to do with his daughter, like right after he dies, sailing around the world.
Yeah.
And then he had given her this book of poetry. And then there was only one line, which is coming, one stanza, which is coming. And then I remember reading it and just thinking it's such an amazing stanza. And I looked up the poem and I have it like, because it's so many pages, and then I printed it out and wasted so much paper. when I was a kid. I had like a stack of it. But we're gonna continue.
Okay.
Down dropped the breeze, the sails dropped down, 'twas sad as sad could be, and we did speak only to break the silence of the sea. All in a hot and copper sky, the bloody sun had risen, right up above the mast and stand, no bigger than the moon. Day after day, day after day, we stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Also this thing. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. The very deep did rot, O Christ, that ever this should be. These slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. About, in reels and rags, the death fires danced at night. The water, like witches' oils, burnt green and blue and white. And some in dreams assured.
A charade.
Where? Of the spirit that plagued us so. 9 fathom deep he had followed us from the land of mist and snow. And every tongue through utter drought was withered as the root. We could not speak, no more than if we had choked on soot. Ah, well a day, what evil looks had I from the
world. Here, where's the tail post? I spent my whole day trying to figure out how to travel and look cool, which is not the way. Very, very difficult.
Not when you're looking actively also looking for
crops. Yeah, I was like, what's cool? You're trying to go
for crops?
Yeah, do you have my hair?
Why don't you
have your hair?
Another 2 seconds. I
want to
take crops.
I wasn't going to wear them around. I was just going to wear them for the second.
Real Crocs aren't even popular. Why do you think they're still making fake Crocs?
They are. They're like, okay, 8 o'clock. There's a picture on the train.
Like,
the train.
Two
more of you, not to be confused. And the exact shoe is a Croc. They are widely worn. The Croc doesn't make that.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's not my regiment. It's a regiment that's been practiced for thousands of years that I happen to report on. None of the people who are involved.
And are therefore in need of some help. Or whether you don't believe it, and you just put it forward, and it makes you a fool.
Don't you think you should leave it to the audience to decide and the people who've bothered to do in-depth research into what I'm actually saying to decide?
But what she is teaching is a fraud. Because if she is saying, and it's a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken, I would ask her then, does she believe? Because of course she is.
As we know, when we experience personal paradigms and take full responsibility for our lives, then we'll have a wonderful chance of creating global paradise.
New Age claptrap, half-baked spiritualism. Call it what you will. But it seems there are plenty of gullible people around to swallow the tripe Jasmine serves up.
These chi masters that are so powerful with their radiation, their emanations of energy, they have found that through their ki emissions or chi emissions into a crowd, 300 out of 400 people attending automatically stop eating just like that.
How many followers do we have?
We have no followers because we're dealing with intelligence switched on.
I'm a Bradbury and I have been for 19 years. Back in the early 80s, Californian Wiley Brooks preached much the same message as Jasmine and built quite a following until he was caught coming out of a fast food store with a chicken pie. Dismiss Jasmine as merely the latest in a colorful line of New Age carpetbaggers, except her message is dangerous and she's deluded. Day three, and Jasmine was complaining that city pollution was limiting the nutrients she was able to derive from breathing fresh air. We were stacking the tests against her, she claimed. So we agreed to move to another location.
Oh, I just smell the air.
You started on Monday night. How much water have you had?
None.
None whatsoever?
No, I'm not allowed.
How much food?
None, I'm not allowed.
How are you feeling?
I feel really good now I'm here. Well, the risk is, if she goes any further, a kidney failure. She's burning up. If my body tells me, yes.
But you can't survive on air.
No, that's not true because I've done it for a long period of time. And the last time, look, 6,000 people have done this around the world without any problem, Richard.
But look, see, even to a layman like me, at the end of 4 days, I can see your body's collapsing. We didn't yet come.
I think I've spent 2 days fighting.
People believe this. You can give it.
They may believe the thing.
While in their care at the committal hearing. She was called to give evidence for the police at the committal hearing.
Now for some more noise that sounds like music. My name is Rupert Lally, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.